You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates. It is time for our annual Christmas caroling party on The Coffee Hour. This year we have something unique, and I am looking forward to sharing that with you in just a moment. Thanks to Concordia University Wisconsin for supporting The Coffee Hour. Find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin at cuw.edu. Live uncommon. Today for our Christmas caroling special, we have the privilege of sharing with you Mariachi San Pablo from Isleta Lutheran Mission as they lead us in our Christmas carols, both in English and Spanish this year, and even one hymn in three languages.
We'll actually start with a bit of a musical invocation as we sing the doxology, praise God from whom all blessings flow, an arrangement that I especially love, and the Spanish, but when the English comes in, feel free to jump.
Thank you.
So when we sing this, let's do two verses in English, and then we'll do the first one in Spanish. But we'll do a musical intro after verse two. And then we'll sing verse four in English. Excuse me, verse three. Unless everyone in my video loves verse three. So one, two, then interlude, Spanish.
And there's a change of attitude receiving. So it's that
knocking at the door of the gospel being heard. And so it ends with the receiving of the holy pilgrims, right? Mary, Joseph, and the child within into the inn. And so we'll sing it the back and forth. If any of you have heard it before and want to sing along, feel free. Don't feel the pressure, but it's definitely a fun part of our Christmas carol tradition. Best way to time children hitting the piñata at the party that is part. part of this Posada celebration.
We'll be back with more Christmas caroling, mariachi style, on the Coffee Hour.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50 plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Eddie Bates. We are Christmas caroling mariachi style today with Mariachi San Pablo from Isleta Lutheran Mission. We'll continue now with more Christmas carols.
Next tune, one that you're more familiar with, unless we do it in German. Let's do it. Number 363. All right. Let's do first verse in English, and then we'll do German, and then we'll do the first verse of Spanish.
Thank you.
very danceable equivalent to the sentiments of Little Drummer Boy, Burrito Sabanero. This one is a boy on his way to Bethlehem. I picture after the angels sang and the shepherds heard the good news and they went to find this child, and there he goes with this little donkey, little grass-fed donkey, to find Jesus.
Thank you.
Stick around for more of the story of Isleta Lutheran Mission Mariachi San Pablo in just a moment here on the Coffee Hour.
Only 750 of over 7,000 languages spoken in the world have the full Bible. Lutheran Bible Translators wants to help close the gap in this generation. We can do this with your help. Connect your congregation to the Global Church by hosting a Bible Translation Sunday, an advocacy event that raises awareness about Bible translation. Lutheran Bible Translators provides ready-to-use service elements, a sermon outline, and more, all designed to fit your church's schedule. Join the movement of Lutheran churches committed to bringing God's Word to every language. Visit lbt.org/bts to learn more and sign up for a Bible Translation Sunday. That's lbt.org/bts.
You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates. This year for our Christmas caroling on the Coffee Hour, we were led in song by the Isleta Lutheran Mission Mariachi San Pablo. Mariachi San Pablo visiting St. Louis this year. It happened to be right during the time when we are doing Christmas caroling. We have some of the members of the band with us in studio to chat about the mission and the work of Mariachi San Pablo. Joining us today, the Reverend Stephen Heimer. He's also director of All Nations here at LCMS International Center in St. Louis. Pastor Heimer, welcome back.
Glad to be here.
And Miguel Munoz, the director of the Mariachi San Pablo. Miguel, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having us here.
And Maritza Munoz, member of the Mariachi San Pablo. Maritza, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for spending some time with us here at the LCMS International Center. I know while you were in St. Louis, you've had a jam-packed schedule doing some Christmas caroling and teaching about La Posada. Let's talk a little bit about the history of Mariachi San Pablo. Pastor Heimer, you shared with us a little bit earlier when we were recording some of the carols. Tell us the story of Isleta Lutheran Mission and Mariachi San Pablo.
Well, the ministry got started in 1982, but the music ministry really began in earnest with a pastor that was serving who had been a mariachi all his life before he became an LCMS pastor. That's Jose Ruiz Ovalle. And so he started music classes. When I graduated from college in 2001 with a music degree, I helped them get some after-school classes, some music groups started. And the mariachi is one of those groups. And so Pastor Ruiz was teaching. I was writing down what he was teaching, and we formed this ensemble. And it's been going ever since, 23 years now.
Wow. Miguel, how did you get involved in Mariachi San Pablo?
I was involved when I was in high school. Actually, we had a mariachi program at our school. And like Pastor mentioned, he actually went to the school because he wanted to find teachers. He's like, you know, I have no experience in mariachi. I can play trumpet, but that was pretty much it. But he's like, I need people to teach me to do the rhythms and the style of mariachi. And me and another member of the group were like, yeah, we'll be there for sure. I was the only one that showed up. And I was like, okay, so what are we doing? And then I started teaching them the styles. And they're like, okay, we're going to do Christian music. I'm like, what? It's like, what do you mean Christian music? I've never heard mariachi Christian music. Like, yeah, we'll just listen and pay attention and see what you can come up with. And I'm like, okay. So I started listening and started contributing with the styles and like, okay, you can do this here. You can do that here. And I mean, that's what it was. And I'm still here.
Marisa, how did you get involved?
I saw the group perform at one of our church services in San Pablo, mm-hmm. and they offered classes. So I got really excited and I wanted to join, and I asked my mom and she said yes.
Uh-huh. And tell us a little bit more about what instrument or your involvement in the band as well. You play violin, I noticed.
I do, yes.
Yeah. How long have you been playing violin?
For 23 years.
Miguel?
For me, I've kind of jumped around. I started with the mariachi playing vihuela. And then from vihuela, I went to guitarrón, which is the big bass instrument. And then from there, I jumped to guitar since we actually got a bass player. So I kind of jump around.
And guitarrón is one of the
traditional,
traditional mm-hmm. Instruments of
yes,
mariachi.
Yes, it's the bass instrument of the mariachi ensemble.
What would you say are some of the nuances or some of the unique things about mariachi compared to other music that you might play? What makes mariachi unique?
You can pretty much do any style of music in the mariachi world. And people will look at you like, wow, you can do that song? So...
What are your favorite thing or what do you enjoy most about playing with Mariachi San Pablo?
It's a
hard.
I know.
I just enjoy performing with them.
Yeah.
And we have become a really good, close-knit family. Mm-hmm. And it's just so great to be up there and sharing the word with them.
Mm. Pastor Heimer, tell us a little bit more about what makes the group such a close-knit group, like Maritza was saying, that it's a family.
Yeah. Well, everyone that has been in it over the years, and we've had a lot of different members, mm-hmm. young and old, some small children that have gotten started, and you know, elderly members. It's really been a family environment, as Maritza mentioned, as a good adjective, but really pulled together by the draw of the ministry aspect mm-hmm. of it. There's a lot of mariachi groups in the world and increasing numbers in the United States. But to gather because of the Christian call to share the good news and to bring some kindness and compassion to people's lives. So a mariachi ensemble is a great gift from a family member to another family member. To ask a group to come and show up and serenade, you know, grandma or a mom, a girlfriend, to go and bring music and the message of whatever song. Ours is a Christian message, so to bring it to occasions like weddings and even funerals. It's a very powerful gift, and so very special in the Mexican community for what it is in tradition and dignity, but also with the message of Christ. It's very, very powerful. So the students that have gotten involved over the years, they maybe have been a little hesitant that it's a Christian mariachi. But that hesitancy changes as they really come to love and cling to Christ.
Hmm. Now, Maritza mentioned that it's like a family, but in many cases, it is truly a family. Tell us a little bit about that story, Miguel.
Well, I actually met my wife through the group. It was not planned. It was not like, oh. But I just remember walking into one of the rehearsals and seeing her. And I remember just looking at her and be like, she's going to be mine. I'm going to make her my wife. And it was, you know, I was joking around with Pastor Heimer introduced Jose Ruiz Ovalle, which he swore that he's like, I'm going to marry you too. I'm going to marry you too. And we're like, no, he's not. I mean, unfortunately, he was not able to marry us, but we did get married. And that's how it took a while. It took a while.
A little bit of persuasion.
Oh, yeah, Maritza, I'm sure.
Definitely.
Tell us the rest of the story. Is he telling us everything, Maritza?
He is. No, he did. We were friends, obviously. And mm-hmm. then he did ask me out. And I was like, no, we should just be friends. I think like a year after that, he started asking again. So eventually I give in and we've been together ever since.
Now, was there a mariachi at your wedding?
No.
No.
No mariachi at the wedding? Because you sing with mariachi all the time together.
Yes.
And Pastor Heimer, your family is also involved in Mariachi San Pablo as well, correct?
That's right. That's right. My wife was a volunteer missionary through the LCMS beginning in 2001 when the mariachi got started. And her work as a missionary wasn't specifically with the music outreach. She worked with volunteers and servant event groups that were doing Vacation Bible School, building homes. Sometimes there's nurses that would come down to provide care for the community. But she was a musician, a very talented musician, very versatile musician. So she got involved with the mariachi group as a way of being part of the community and experiencing the culture. And after a few years, we fell in love and tricked her into marrying me. I did use a mariachi, the Mariachi San Pablo, as part of the proposal.
Yep.
Didn't want to leave it to chance that she would say no. So Miguel and Maritza and everybody else were part of that very romantic with roses. Miguel sang a special surprise song when we were having the proposal. Mm-hmm. Traigo una rosa para ti. Yeah. I bring a rose for you. And everyone gave her a rose. It's so beautiful, so romantic. I love you, Miguel. Thank you for that.
It was very romantic for them. Yeah. It was chaotic trying to follow them because they were in a hot air balloon.
That's a big story. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's another episode right there. Miguel, tell us more about how Mariachi San Pablo is carries out the mission, obviously. That's a Lutheran mission.
Well, one thing that we do is we it's through East Lutheran Mission that we were able to create this group. And what we try to do is we try to we have a little slogan says spreading the gospel mariachi style, you know, and that's one of our main purposes is we want to let people know it's like, let us into your parties. We'll play regular music, but we'll also play Christian music to let you know that Jesus Christ died for you. And you know, so for you to repent from your sins. So that's one of our things, one of the main things that we decide to do is do that. We promote Christianity a lot. We play a lot of Christian music, and that's our number one goal. You know, we do not strive from that. Like our goal is like, no, we'll play at your, because we have the occasional, oh, well, can you play at our party, but we don't want Christian music. Oh, I'm sorry. You're hiring a Christian group. We have to play some Christian music. And then once we play, they're like, oh, you guys do really, really good. It's like, see, God's amazing. So that's what we do. I mean, we do focus. We do try to let people know to support East Lutter Lutheran Mission because of what we do, they can do more. So
how can we learn more about East Lutter Lutheran Mission and Mariachi San Pablo?
You can go to our website, ylm.org, and you can see everything that we do. We have servant events. We do food distribution program. We have a prison ministry. We also have the music ministry as well.
Very good. Well, thank you all for sharing these wonderful Christmas carols with us today, sharing the story of Isleta Lutheran Mission and Mariachi San Pablo with us, and for being a part of the KFUO Christmas Caroling 2024. Thanks for being our guest.
No, thank you.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.